first part of the daf discussed the halachos of yayin v'sheicher al teisht, ata uvonecha itach b'vayachem eloy amoyda. And we saw that this halach of yayin v'sheicher al teisht extends itself not only to a kohen doing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, but ulahavdol b'na kodesh b'na choy l'b'na tomi b'na tor, ulahoyreis es b'nei Yisrael. It teaches us that a person is not allowed to assess hektish, you can't be matan neder, you can't Paskin Shailas, Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. The bottom line is that there's a halacha of Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht. The Ramban, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, brings a medrash that says that the reason that Nadav and Avihu died, Ba'akrivam Eish Zara, the reason Vayhi Bayoy Mashmini, Nadav and Avihu died, was because they did the avoda in a state of shtuya yayin. And the Rabban asks a bomba kasha. He says, it can't be. He says, because if you look in the psukim, just the chronology, first you have Mises Nadav and Avihu, and then after Mises Nadav and Avihu, the pasuk says, Vayidabre Hashem al Aharon Lamer, yayin v'sheicher al teish. So chronologically, the azora of yayin v'sheicher al teish had not happened yet. And in fact, Chazal say that Vayidabre Hashem al Aharon Lamer was a reward. It was a schar that Aharon got for Vayidim Aharon. So the history was that first Mises Nadav and Avihu, Vayidim Aharon, Hashem tells Aharon, you are quiet. So how could that be the reason? How's that possible? Says the Ramban, it's pasha. And really, in order to understand why it's so pasha, you have to realize, why is it that Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht? What's the reason for the yisur? He says, the reason is, I quote, Shelo yita ha-koyin b'shichras ha-yayin. Because when a person's under the influence, he starts losing judgment. And if a kohen doesn't have good judgment, think about all the terrible things that could happen. He may end up doing the avoda with a bad machshava, and bad things could happen. Right? This is vochim daf beis amin aleph. Machshava shloy l'shma kapasal l'karbim. Machshava spigel. These are things that are so chomer. So a kohen has to have his A++ game when he does the avoda. He has to be so locked in and so focused. If he's going to do the avoda now, he's going to start doing zrikish shloy b'mkami. Think about things that can happen. So it says, Rabban, you want to know why it says in the Torah, Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht, it's so that he should be 100% aware and present while he does the Avodah. Says the Ramban, that's the Teretz. When Chazal say that the reason Nadav and Avihu died was because they did the Avodah B'Shtuyah, it's not because they were over the Isra of Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht, and the Torah says, V'loy Samusu, and that's why they had, no, that's not the reason. The reason was, Ba'akriva Mesh Zorah. They brought a Hakrava that they weren't supposed to bring. But why did they come to that? They came to that because they had drank. They came to that because they were under the influence. And that's precisely what David told Aharon. Hashem told Aharon, he says, you realize what happened? He says, Nadav and Avihu did the Avodah. They were under the influence. Clearly, that's why they brought an Eish Zara. They wouldn't have done it otherwise. This is Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht. You have to be very careful. I saw in the Sefer Time of the Krav, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he says, doesn't quote the Ramban, but he says, he thinks the Pshutei Shal Mikra is very mashma like this. Why? Because what's the next pasuk? So what's the Pshutei Shal Mikra of that pasuk? Right, so we darshan this pasuk today, but what's the pasuk shot? He says he thinks the pasuk shot is the Torah is giving the time in the Kura. Yayin v'sheicher al teisht. Why? Because like this, if you won't be under the influence, ula havdo ben hakodesh ben hachoy lo ben hatam ben hatar. These are havdolos that the kohen has to be aware of when he's doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Either way, Reb Chaim said that that's seemingly the Pshutei Shel Mikra, that's where the Ramban explains it in his Pirush Al HaTorah, and he says that's the teretz to this seeming contradiction. And really, Kasha's Nadav and Avihu, they got this punishment for doing the avoid in the state of Yayin V'Sheicher. First of all, it's not what the pasuk says. And besides, that azar they didn't get until later. Stating that, the Chasam Sofer in his Pirush Al HaTorah, I'm skipping to the end, the Chasam Sofer in his Pirush Al HaTorah says, I think there's another machshava, another takeaway that you're supposed to take away from here. And that is as follows. He says, why does a person drink wine? Wine is a lift me up, right? Wine is to take off an edge. Wine is to make you feel good. The yayin yisamach levav enosh through sheicher la'oved, the yayin l'mari nefesh. You drink wine when you're in a state of mari nefesh. Says the Chasam Sofer, a kohen is about to do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He's walking into a place that's mesois kol haaretz. It's the happiest place in the world. He needs to drink a glass of wine to put himself in a good frame of mind and a good state of mind before he's going to do the avodah. He says, how could that even be? How is that possible? He says, that's the oimik in Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht. Atu v'necha itach b'vayachem eloy omoyed. He said, the greatest source of simcha in the world is like the mitzvah. He quotes, he says, shlo yitztarich adam nagin haminagin shetiyah olav yad Hashem elasiyas hamitzvah ba'atzma bo yichli v'yismach. There's so many diyukim in this Chassam Sofer, but he says there's nothing that should cause a person more simcha and more ecstasy than doing the avodah and being in the Beis Hamikdash. And he says that's the oimik of yayin v'shecher al teish, that you think that you need to drink a glass of wine before you enter the Beis HaMikdash. Well, it's like this, I'll be pumped, I'll be ready. No, the Torah, the mitzvah itself is supposed to pump you up. Torah Hashem Temiva Meshivas Nafesh, that's what's supposed to do it. You're not supposed to be walking into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tnu Sheikha Lo'oved V'yayim L'mare Nefesh. You're a Mar Nefesh in the Beis HaMikdash. How's that even possible? How's that even possible? And that's the oimik. That's the tiefkeit in Yayim V'Sheikha Al-Tesh Atu V'necha Itach B'Vayachem Lo'yomayit. The truth is, like many of the big Yisoidists of the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer says the same thing. The Chassam Sofer says the same Yisoid, and the Chassam Sofer doubles down on it. The Chassam Sofer says, the Chazal say, that after Misas Nodav and Aviyu, the Pasuk says, Vayidai Maharin. And what, and Aharon HaKoyit did something unbelievable. Almost subhuman. Something that's mind-boggling. What did he do? He was quiet. He was able to watch his two sons die, and he was able to be quiet. And Chazal say he was rewarded for it. What was the reward? Nesiachad elav hadibur, v'nemro loy parsha shtuya yayin. He was loyche to this parsha. Va'idaber Hashem alaharin, he got the parsha of shtuya yayin. Says the Ksav Sofer, what's the midah keneged midah? Nesiachad elav hadibur, okay. But what was the nesiachad elav hadibur? It was he got the parsha of shtuya yayin. Says the Ksav Sofer, this yisoid of the Ksav Sofer. But just to embellish it a little bit with our own little interpretation. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, daf yura midbeis. This is Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. This is also the day that Nadav and Aviyu were killed. How do you know that? It says over here, and it says, it says, this was a day, Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivu Bo Yishamayim Varetz, Ayin B'Marsho, who says that the tikkun, the shleimus of the Bria, was B'Hakamas HaMishkan, but the point is, there was a Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivu Bo Yishamayim Varetz. What happened was, this was the happiest day ever, literally. And the Kohanim, Aharon, they're doing the Avodah, and Vayiroid, it's unbelievable what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. And then all of a sudden, Nadav and Aviyu died. What would a normal human being do? He wouldn't even know what to do with himself. But Aharon was so caught up. He was so caught up in this spiritual ecstasy. He was so caught up in Hoysa Simcha Gedoyla of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bo Yishamayim Va'aretz, that it didn't faze him. It didn't faze him. He was so besimcha. He was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was Mesoyis Kol Haaretz. He was in such a state of Meshivas Nefesh that he couldn't come to Mare Nefesh. It wasn't Shaykh. He was so elevated. That's where the Vayidah Maharan came from. The root of the Vayidah Maharan wasn't just Midas HaBetochin Kol Madavid Rachmano Letat. That's not what it was. Try to visualize it. He's in this unbelievable state. He's flying, Aharon. It didn't faze him. Vayidah Maharan, he's living with the Eibishter. He's in a place of Simcha Gedoy Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yoyim Shenivru Bo Yishamayim Va'aretz. He's living in a world of Vayyere Vayyubay Ki Yoyim Echad at that point. And that's why he wasn't moved. That's where the Vayidah Maharan came from, Zok Tiksav Sofer. If that's the case, that was the Midah Keneged Midah. You know what he was Zoycha to? Nesiachad El Vadibor. What was the Nesiachad El Vadibor? The Parsha of Shtuya Yayin. Because what's the take? What's the punchline? What's the nimshal of the parasha of Shtuya Yayin? That you need a glass of wine before you enter the Beis HaMikdash, but you need to get drunk so you can feel besimcha? That's what you need? This is the greatest mokum of simcha in the world. This is the place that's mesois kol haaretz. Aharon was zoicha to that mitzvah, which teaches us this idea of the Beis HaMikdash being mesois kol haaretz, because that was something that he embodied when he was Vayidah Maharan. That's the idea of Yayin v'shecher al teish.